Hi, everybody. The Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to share something with you guys that I had never really experienced before, so I thought it would be interesting to share what a relief it was when I noticed this. And this is something that was very small and simple, and something that I've easily made a part of my life. And there were some things that happened today that put me into a little bit of a tailspin, because it was things out of the ordinary that are things that are not the easiest things for me to take care of. So I had like an issue with my cable box and my TV, and basically came to the realization after doing a little technical work that my television isn't working. So I'll probably have to swap one of my TVs for my other one. The point is, it's something I'm not used to, and it's something that I've been spending about 4 days trying to remedy, and I thought I had the problem solved yesterday, but it turns out it wasn't, because we didn't actually know what the real problem was. So I had that happen, and I had a couple other things happen that I had mentioned on a recent podcast. They're things out of the blue. But I wanted to mention something that I had forgotten to mention in regards to that, and that is, when I was doing all of this, I unhooked my TV and I put it in the other room to basically recycle it. And, you know, there's not that background noise or that filler of having a TV playing just to zone out to, or, you know, just watch TV or having the background as noise. And when I had a couple other things pop up that are just out of the ordinary, I noticed when I was looking around my living room, some books that I had checked out. So I've told you guys that my cure for boredom is checking out books shelf by shelf and all that. And I really think it works. But I noticed the books and magazines that I had checked out were there in my living room on the table. And having all of these little kind of quirky things happen that are like technical and things I don't know how to fix, and just getting things out of the blue that are sort of disrupting my routine. When I saw those books and magazines sitting there that I had checked out from the library, it immediately brought me a sense of calm. Like, it brought me a sense of routine. And that's the whole point of why I read those books, is to not just cure my boredom, but to have them be a routine thing that I can go back to always have something to cure my boredom, but they're part of a routine. And when I saw them sitting there, I thought it just made me feel so much relief. Like, well, at least a technical error isn't going to interfere with me being able to read a book, right? And that was the whole thing I had discussed on that podcast the other day about a book. There was a book I had recommended, and it was about history and the future of technology, and is our history someday just not even going to be around to even access, because technology is changing so quickly. Like, is current history, if it's not written in books, which it is written in books, but if it's not being written in books, maybe as much as it used to be, are we ever going to even remember what's happening now? Or are we going to be living day to day like Groundhog Day? And I talked about how that's similar to trauma, because if you're always living in stress, you're living day by day and you're not getting things into your long-term memory. So I talked about all that. But today, when all of this was happening, it was kind of a good example. Like, you really can't trust technology. We can't trust it in a lot of ways. But you can trust something like a book, right? It's not going to go anywhere unless you make it go somewhere, unless you get rid of it or throw it away. But it just brought a sense of calm, and it reminded me of the importance of my routine and the reading that I do. for boredom, because right now my TV is not working, so I'm probably going to get super bored, right? Because that's part of my filler for boredom, is just zoning out to shows, TV shows. If you don't have that, you know, I already have my backup and it's right there. It's the books. That's the reason I read them, is for boredom. So I'm probably going to be bored the next couple of days. And luckily, one of my TVs is still working. It's just not hooked up to the cable box. And luckily, I had rented some DVDs too. And I had already done that because my TV was already having problems. So I rented some, a movie that actually related back to that book I've been recommending. So that a movie that they had recommended, if you struggle with being needy, which I think a lot of people, if you feel like you have low self-esteem and you struggle with needing a rescuer in your life, a movie that is supposed to inspire you to have more grit so you're not needy is the movie True Grit. So I rented the movie True Grit. It has the old version with John Wayne, and it has the new version. I think it's Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges is in it. But I had never seen it, so I rented it because that was what they recommended. If you struggle with being needy, so it's a movie to inspire you, because the main character is a teenage girl and she's avenging her father's death, and it's like a Western. But she's very gritty in it. She has a lot of grit. So I'd never seen it, but so I have backup, right? I have not just the movie, that I rented just because that novel recommended, the novel Cure recommended it. But I had books and magazines, and it just brought a lot of calm when I saw it, because I feel a little out of my element and I feel a little bit disorganized and a little bit of depression, actually. I had that today, and a lot of it was just because things are out of the ordinary happening. And when you don't have something that's your entertainment that you lean on for maybe silliness or just escapism, like TV. That's what I use TV for. It's what I use the Bravo channel for, mostly. When you don't have it and there's just that quiet, you need some type of a backup. So I was just very thankful. I have two books and maybe four magazines. And one of them is based on the hobby I want to pursue, the coin collecting. So I have two magazines that are specific to that. So I just wanted to share that was a really comforting thing to see. So it might be something that would work for you if you ever struggle with something like that. Like, just go check out some books from the library or some magazines. And, you know, it's a way to always have a backup. I check out books every single week. Every single week, I literally do this. If not every other week, but I do it almost every single week. I go and grab a few more, and I don't read every page. Like I've said, I skim them. I skim them, see what I can learn, see what they're basically talk about. I read who the author is. I read the introduction. What's this going to be about? I look at the chapter titles, and then I skim a little bit of what I think is interesting, and then I'm done. And, you know, I get out of it what I want. With the magazines, I feel like you can actually jump into them more. They're a quicker read because it's maybe three pages per article. And it's quicker, it's to the point. So they're more fun. But it just felt really nice to have that, because I thought, I don't have any television. It's quiet. And it's a weekend when I'm not working, even though I went to a family function. I don't work this weekend. You know, I have a whole weekend free with no TV besides some DVDs that I have. So I was very thankful to have those books and just to have something of a routine that I could just lean on and look at, you know. So I just wanted to point out that if you're ever in that situation, that's something that just brought me instant relief. And I thought, okay, not everything has gone haywire. Like, there's still something to sort of lean on here. Anyway, I just wanted to share that really quick. This is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.